All right, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. If you got your Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Remember, service tonight at 6 o'clock. And let's try to pray in the prayer room again tonight at about 10 to 6, if the men will meet there and have prayer. And then we'll have service tonight, Lord helping us at 6 o'clock, and may God bless it. We're looking in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse number 13. If you look with me there, the Bible said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." I want to preach, you've got to help me this morning, on the coming of the Lord. Here in verse 15, the Bible spoke about that. It says, "Unto the coming of the Lord." Now, it looks like to me in this writing here that there were them in the church at Thessalonica, the saints there, that they were sorrowing over the fact of them that were saved, that was dying. And Paul wrote this to them and told them that they were just asleep, and that one day, thank God, they would be reunited with them. But you know the promise of His coming, they asked today. Where is the promise of His coming? Is the Lord Jesus really coming? Is He really coming again? Is this thing of the rapture, the calling up, is it true? Is it biblical? Well, it is. And we read it this morning. The word "called up" means to be raptured or to taken up. And He's speaking here of a meeting in the air. And I want to say a few things this morning about the coming of the Lord. I want to say, first of all, that it's imminent. The word "imminent" means that it's near, that it's hanging over, that it's appearing as about to fall on us, that it's real close. Oh, you say, "Preacher, they've been saying that a long time." Well, what's time to God? It's the truth. That is it imminent. It's near. It's soon coming. The Lord. I want to say it's immediate. Listen, the word "immediate" means without the intervention of any other cause or event. Listen, friend. Thank God. He said when He comes, He will not tarry. He that shall come will come and will not tarry. The word "tarry" means that He's not going to delay. He's not going to take time. Thank God. When He comes, He's coming. It'll be an immediate coming. Thank God, I tell you, you don't have to, my friend, worry about that. He's a coming. And He'll not tarry. He's a coming. Amen. Let me say this, it's not imminent and immediate, but it's instant. Amen. The word there, in the where it says "in a moment," in the twinkling of an eye. The word "moment's" the same word we get our word "momentum" from, which signifies a move or a rush or a drive. And it also means the sense of an instant of time. It is from, my friend, near and falling or rushing. And it's the most minute. It's indivisible part of time. And He said, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye." The word "twinkling" there means it's the jerk of an eye. That is this instant that He comes. And not only with the quickness of His coming, but the power of His coming. The rush of His coming, that He comes immediately, comes suddenly. Like one writer said, "As a thief in the night." Thank God, He comes unexpectedly. He's coming. No man knows the hour of His coming, but we do know the promise of His coming. That the Lord said He wouldn't come again. And we know it will be immediate. We know He said, "As the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man." Amen. Brother, it's been a long time. For as man looks at it, when the Lord went back to heaven and gave that great promise that He would come again. But it's not long to God, because a day is as a thousand years
with the Lord. And it looks like it appears to me in this right here that they were looking for him. And Paul was too, because he said, "We which are alive and remain." Hey man, there's going to be a remaining crowd on the day the Lord comes. And where will you be when the Lord comes? Will you be ready or not ready? Will you be saved or not saved? Let's say, "I'd like to be saved." Well, you better get saved today, because there's no promise that he would not come today. He could come today, could come during this service. And I tell you, you can't, my friend, look at what's going on and deny the fact that he's not coming. The Bible scripture's been fulfilled before our eyes. Ain't God saying this in a process? It's a working right now. The spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of delusion. Look at all the turmoil all over the world, the Middle East. Israel's the greatest picture, the greatest piece of the puzzle. I don't see that his time is near. And a man better look at that and get ready. For his redemption draws nigh this morning. Amen. That's right. I want to preach on the coming of the Lord. I want to say three things about the coming of the Lord this morning. I want to say, first of all, it's our hope. It's our hope. You know, look at the scripture. He said, "That you sorrow not even as others which have no hope." He said, "Don't sorrow like the world that has no hope." Hey, you know, I'd hate to know this morning that I didn't have no hope. He said, "They have no hope." Hey, Fred, we've got hope, thank God. It's our hope. Thank God we've got hope. But I'm telling you, I'm glad I've got hope. Hey, we're looking for that blessed hope. And we've got that blessed hope as a child of God that he's come. Thank God, I tell you, friend, if this world's your home, and you're looking for this world, you don't have much hope. Thank God, I tell you, Paul said, if in this life we only had hope, we'd be of all men most miserable. That's a miserable man, friend, to have only this life as hope. But I tell you, the world's ate up in religion, ate up in ungodly living, and that's the only hope they got. I was looking at people live this way and live that way. And that's the only hope I got. Oh, I'm glad I got a greater hope. I'm glad I got a hope beyond this world. And he said, "I tell you this morning, thank God there's hope in the Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. Thank God. I want to say, listen, I believe my heart that he's telling there's hope in the death of a saint. Amen. He said there, he said, "I like this, don't you?" He said, "They are asleep in Jesus." I like it. Thank God them loved ones that go on. Amen. They're asleep in Jesus. Amen. I had a little old card of Charles Spurgeon, one of the great preachers of time past. And it said the day of birth, and then on the day of death it had asleep in Jesus. Amen. Thank God, brother. I'm telling you, that's what they do. They go to, they're asleep in Jesus. That body heals. There's hope in the day of death. There's hope in the day of sorrow. When your heart's hurting. And when you've been separated from that loved one. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, the cemetery's a good place. That's where the greatest news that ever came from, come from a tomb. He's not here. He's risen. Thank God. I'm telling you, friend, they went out on the first day of the week. And they're looking for the body of the Lord. And the angel said, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here. Thank God he's arisen. He's arose again. And he's got power of death and hell in the grave." And brother, thank God we've got that same power. Because he lives, I live. In the day of sorrow, praise the Lord. And then there's a hope. Thank God you buried loved ones and planted on Mass Day. Went out by a cemetery and song. I put 6 foot under in a coffin. But thank God it's only a hope chest. Because one day they're going to come out of it. I'm saying, brother, there's a day of sorrow, but there's a day of hope. As others, some don't have it, but we do this morning. Thank God. I'll tell you, it's a day of deliverance, too, of the suffering. Because them that have suffered in this body, they've got it. They'll put on a new body. Amen. That's right, brother. We're getting older. We're decaying. There's much suffering in this body. You know, the worst suffering I have in this body is sin suffering. It's self suffering. And the warfare and the wrestling of the flesh and the sin that's in this body. I'm looking for deliverance. Thank God. I tell you, but I don't think too highly of myself or too highly of this world. Thank God I'm looking for a better one. Amen. That's right. Thank God He's a better hope. He's a better Lord. Amen. I'll tell you, one day it'll all be better. Amen. See, I'm going through a hard time. It's going to get better. Amen. Thank God. I'll tell you, brother, I'm going through some myself. But it's not as hard, thank God. Some will go through if they don't get saved. They'll end up in hell without God. But the saints of God's got a better day of coming. Paul put it like this to be with Christ. He said it's far better. Amen. Because we get out of this chains. This old temporal body. That's holding us down. Hey, I'm glad. Brother, there's hope this morning. It's our hope. The quickness of His coming. The surety of His coming. That He is a coming. Jesus is. And I want to say it's our hope. Amen. That's right. Thank God our attention and affection ought to be on that. Amen. He said, them that look for His appearing, amen, and love His appearing. Thank God the Bible said, we shall be called the sons of God now. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know. Thank God when He shall appear, we shall be made like Him. This old flesh will drop and rise, and I'll seize the everlasting prize. I'll tell you, if you saved this morning by the grace of God, you won't have this thorny life and do a life everlasting. Hey, thank God. There's something within me that's going to live forever. Hey, praise God, it's our hope, I'll say. And I'll say, second, it's our hour. Amen. Thank God, brother. It's a great thing to know. I'll tell you a few things about it. It's the hour of revelation. Amen. You say, what revelation? We'll see Him for the first time. Thank God, behold Him. And see the one, thank God, that died on Calvary. And bodily resurrected from the grave with a glorified body. Went back to heaven. Thank God, been seated at the side of God. Ever living to make intercession on our behalf. Only why I can make it there is because of that in Him. He's justified. Me before the Father. Thank God when I see Him, brother, it'll be a great day. It'll be a day of revelation. Hey, praise God. We're going to see the King. Hey, praise God. We're going to be with Him, may I say. It'll be a great day. It's our hour. Hour hadn't come yet. I'll tell you the hour, my friend. This world's what's going right now. But one day, thanks be unto God, one day we'll be caught up and our hour be. And we see Him face to face. Thank God, the one that saved me by the grace of God. It'll be a great day. It'll be a revelation. Hey, friend, thank God. You say, how are you going to get up there and meet Him in the air by the Holy Ghost? Thank God that lives within me when He comes. He'll say, come up hither. Thank God, in an instant, in a moment, I'll be before Him and behold His face. Thank God, I'll tell you, that's my hour. Amen. When will be changed and made like Him. Amen. Thank God, I'm glad of it. Amen. That's right. Praise God. When the devil gets a picking at me and my flesh gets a hammering me and sin seems like I can't shake it, I'm glad one day, praise God, when I put on a new one, it's a day of redemption too. Can I say that? Thank God, that's our final redemption. We've already been redeemed from sin, but we'll be redeemed from this sinful cursed body and put on a new body like unto Him. I'll tell you, praise God, we'll see Him. And we'll be made like Him. We'll have a redeemed body. All the saints will. And that'll be a glad day. Amen. Thank God. That's right. I want to say this, friend. It's an hour of revelation. It's an hour of redemption. But thank God it's an hour of reunion. Amen. Well, the Bible said that we are caught up together with them in the clouds. He made a lot here about them that had gone on. He said, them that sleep in Jesus. And He said, them that are asleep. And the Bible said, when Stephen was stoned to death, he fell asleep. He made a lot about that. And He said, this will tell y'all folk, when He comes back and we meet Him in there, we'll be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thank God, there'll be a reunion day. Thank God, with the family. Amen.
ain't God will be with the family of God forever. I tell you, there'll be millions. I said millions. Ain't God called up to meet him in the air? Ain't God them that's been saved by the same grace? Washed in the same blood, knows the same God. Hey, thank God you say with a look to one another and said, how'd you make it? I'd say the same thing. By the blood of the Lamb I made it through. Thank God by the grace of God through faith. One day an old man of God preached. Thank God I believed and got in. Thank God there'll be familiar faces on that day. There'll be no strangers there. Everybody will know who they are. Why? Because we'll have a knowledge of God. And we'll see everybody, thank God, has ever been saved by grace. Thank God we'll see them on that day.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Boy, I think about them loved ones. Buddy, I tell you, it do you good, praise God, to get your mind out of this world. And get your mind on things above. Thank God. Boy, Brother Pete over here playing that guitar. Thank God, the last words you ever said to me is right here in this life. And said, don't forget, son, we love you. We'll be praying for you. As I was going out the back door, thank God, going to preach revival meeting in Kentucky. Amen. Thank God, we'll be reunited on the other side. Little old Maurice Massey sitting back there, thank God. Amen. That little old wheelchair without legs. Amen. Thank God, wave his hand to heaven and had prayer. Thank God, in this church before he left town. And brother went out of town. And got in a bad shape and died. And fell asleep in Jesus. Amen. Hey, hey, praise God. There's one that sits there. And there's one that sit over here. And Miss Edmund. All them saints and my grandfather. And some of you've got loved ones. Miss Leah. And I can't name them all. And your dad and your mom. And your grandpa and grandma and friends. Thank God that you have to go out beside of a cemetery and brother some of the most hard times in your life you've ever faced and put them under the ground. But I tell you, thank God on that glad day when we go up, thank God there'll be a reunion. The dead will come out first and we'll meet them in the air. Praise God. I can't comprehend all that, but I know it's going to happen. Thank God, because one day, thank God.